This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You might have heard of a company called 23andMe. They did a thing a couple of years ago where you sent them a DNA sample. They would tell you whether or really how much Neanderthal you have in your family tree. Seriously. But 23andMe is a serious company working to find the leading edge of genetic medicine. 23andMe has just been approved by the Food and Drug Administration to screen people genetically for some major diseases, Parkinson's and Alzheimer's among them. We spoke to CEO Ann Wojcicki a couple of years ago. We have called her up again to talk about the ever-changing business of genetics and genetic medicine. Welcome back to the program.
Good to talk to you.
This FDA approval of these tests for you, it is a business opportunity, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a business opportunity. I think it just sort of amplifies what we've already been doing. And I think more importantly, it's a big win for the consumer in being able to take more ownership and more control over their health and get easy access to information that they want.
And you're banking on people wanting to know this. I mean, because it is while I understand the medical necessity of knowing, it's a little terrifying.
Well, I think actually one of the things that we found is that, you know, we're an 11-year-old company now. And so we actually have a lot of experience and a lot of data about what our customers do and do not want. And we've seen that this is the kind of information people actually really want because they want to be proactive about their health.
You know, it's interesting to hear you say, and this is a little bit sideways, that you're an 11-year-old company now. It kind of feels like you guys have been around forever, even though just even scientifically that hasn't been possible.
It is definitely has not been possible, and it feels like forever in my mind too, but it's and in some ways I feel like we're, you know, 11 years is a long time, and in other ways I feel like we're a startup because with in some ways these FDA clearances we are essentially a startup because we're starting over. And I think even seeing the medical community and how much, you know, some groups are still controversial about these recent approvals, but some people have really embraced it and said the era of the consumer is upon us. So after 11 years I am really, you know, happy with how much, you know, in some ways the world is just starting, but in some ways I think we've really driven a lot of change.
You say the era of the consumer, specifically in medical science, is upon us. The fact is, though, that the company has consumers' data, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with it? Where's the trust factor? And how do you account for this intensely personal thing that is now becoming businesses?
Well, I think there's two core elements of our company, and I think one is we're all about the consumer and empowering the consumer with information about them and helping them understand what to do with that information and what are the next steps they could do. And the second aspect is this idea that you're going to benefit from the human genome. So we ask customers if they want to consent for research, and over 85% of our customers actually do consent. And I think that's part of what we're trying to do is encourage people to say one of the most valuable things you have is your data. But it's really most valuable in a collective sense if we all come together.
And you need people, you need consumers to buy into that, right? You have to have them have confidence that the data is going to be closely and carefully handled and that it will be aggregated for the good and yet not outing them, as it were.
Correct. The first and foremost decision, like if I ever have to make a decision tree, it's always the consumer is first. We have no business if we can't protect the privacy of our customers. And let me just say one thing. When individuals come to us and they have a serious disease, they're all about, you know, coming and saying, just use our data in any way possible because I have a serious disease and I just want to see that cured. One thing also, people are always really upset when they find out they participate in a clinical study and they realize that their sample is just sitting in a freezer and they have a terminal diagnosis. And so what we're trying to really do is say, we're going to actively use this data to really make discoveries.
Let me ask you a quick question about the regulatory environment. Since you are so heavily dependent, as these tests and approvals you just got from the FDA show, you're so heavily dependent on the regulatory apparatus working the right way. What is your take on regulation in the new environment in Washington?
I haven't been too closely involved in sort of all of the changes, but I mean, without a doubt, it seems like there's not as much of an interest in regulations these days. But you know, our clearance specifically, I think, was the result of really years of work. And so without a doubt, we are more and more in this deregulatory environment. But, you know, it's the people on the ground within the FDA who really spent the time, who've been there for years, you know, some of them for decades, who spent the time understanding how this works. It's that team, I think, that is evolving. And it's not necessarily from above, but it's really that team that's put in the effort into understanding what we're doing and really embracing change.
As you look at data aggregation as part of your business model, right, which you have said is the key to everything, right? More data. Is there going to be a tipping point where you're going to be able to say, yes, now it's all going to snowball, as opposed to what I imagine for you has been a long, hard slog?
It's definitely been a long, hard slog. It's in some ways getting this clearance. I feel like I'm at that point where I see the light at the end of the tunnel. There's enough. We have over 2 million people. I wouldn't quite say we're at that tipping point yet, but I think we're pretty close in terms of how there's sort of broad acceptance and the potential of what we can discover with that amount of data.
Anne Wojcicki is the co-founder and CEO of 23andMe. Anne, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.